This is Nosy Rosie for WTIP Community Radio, bringing you news and dog's eye view of the Gunflint Trail. I just love fall because I'm a bird dog and I love finding birds, especially grouses. Finding grouses hasn't been easy around my house this year, but I hear other dogs are finding enough to keep their humans happy. Sometimes all I get is burrs, and so my dad says I'm really a burr dog. Oh, I hate having all those stupid burrs plucked out of my coat. Ouch! But, you know, it's so worth it when I smell those little grouses and snuffle up to them, and then I hear the grouse explode up from the brush, and they fly off, and oh, it's just so birdy. Then my dad points the bang stick at the birds. It goes bang, and they fall dead, and I have to go find them, and I have to bark at them, and I have to point at them so that they don't run away. Humans kind of need help with the finding part sometimes. My dad is so proud of me when I find the birds. I really don't like to touch birds because, well, the feathers feel really icky. And my dad doesn't care because he gets mad if I try to make sure that the grouse is dead. I guess he likes to do that part. Sometimes the bang stick doesn't make the birds dead and they keep flying away. And my dad says special words that must be to try to get the grouse to come back. But, well, they never do, so I don't understand why he says those words. But, well, you know, he's a human. Humans do lots of things I don't understand. I just go and find more birds and enjoy the pretty leaves. Most of the leaves have fallen around the Gunflint Trail. Boy, were they pretty while they lasted. I think this has been one of the better years ever. All those colors with the bright blue sky for days and days, they sure were a treat. Did somebody say treat? It was me. Well, well, now it's that kind of rainy, spitty, getting browner every day time of year. And that's okay, too. It can be a little gloomy, but it's pretty in its own way. And it makes me really glad we have a wood stove. And it means snow is not far away. Yes, I said the S word. Time to get those snow tires on, cover the wood pile, drain the water. Why am I telling you all this? You know what to do. Just do it. It's time. Oh. I have a new neighbor. His name is Jackson, and he's a very rambunctious, black labish kind of dog who's about 6 months old. He's very excitable. But his human is pretty calm and patient, so that works out all right most of the time. Jackson's human is getting established at a new place just around the bay from us, building a small cabin. And it'll be nice to have a new neighbor and a new human, too. All the humans around here on our side of the lake have been very welcoming to her and Jackson. She lives in Oregon most of the time, teaches art at a college. But when she's here, she'll be lots of fun. I can tell. And you can tell a lot about a dog by their human. They both seem lots of fun. Another interesting thing this fall is the lack of deer on the Gunflint Trail. Oh, humans are seeing a few here and there, but not nearly the numbers there were just a few years ago. I think they've moved to the greener pastures. Oh, I mean forests. Well, whatever. We were also seeing lots of rabbits around earlier this summer, but now not so many. Maybe that means the lynx are more plentiful. And there sure are a lot of foxes around all over the trail. You can hardly drive a mile or go for a walk without seeing one. Maybe that's why Foxy hasn't been around to see me, because he's probably found a little vixen who's more available than me, and I can't help it if my dad won't let me go out on dates. And whenever I see him out on the road, well, he runs away. Doesn't he know that those are love barks? I'm just destined to be an old maid. I'm almost 11 years old. Well, that's okay, though. I love my humans. I love chasing birds. And I love fall, and I love crunchy leaves under my paws. But right now, I'm going to love lying down in front of the wood stove and listening to the wind outside. And I'm going to be taking a... Oh my! Yeah, this is Nosy Rosie for WTIP Community Radio, wishing you happy hunting and a well-deserved nap.